You're listening to the Luis Palau Legacy Library. May your heart be moved, as Luis's was, to proclaim the good news to the ends of the earth. Here's Luis Palau.
Tonight, I'm not going to give a Bible study, just to give you a hint of what might be coming up. I've been asked to encourage you to read two or three passages, review the story of Joseph tomorrow morning, because I'm going to use it as a backdrop for 2 Corinthians chapter 2, the last paragraph, which is verses 14 to 17 of 2 Corinthians 2. So if you're the type who likes to sort of get the mind in gear for what we're going to study, read quickly Joseph, Genesis 39, and then three or four chapters in chapter 40, and then maybe the last two chapters of Genesis. They're short, basically. Get your mind in gear about Joseph. And basically keep in mind this. Joseph was a great dreamer. He had great visions. The Lord spoke to him. He was obviously a very holy young man, but he also had one or two weaknesses that needed to be dealt with before God could use him with power. Then on the second Bible study, we're going to look at Moses, same difference as Joseph. He had sophistication, education, a calling. He knew that God wanted to use him in a big way. But he too had one or two matters that he needed to be dealt with before God could use him. And although he is called the humblest man on earth, he learned that over 40 years before God could actually. So review the story of Moses, and that would be with 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And then with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, you might want to look into the history of Abraham. It isn't that long. The chapters are short. You can start with chapter 12 of Genesis and quickly remind yourself about Abraham and how he also was a genius at business, a genius at military strategy. He was a spiritual giant, the father of all believers, but he needed to be dealt with in a deep way before God could really use him. And there were some areas that needed dealing. So you can see already the direction I'm going, right? All of us have gifts. Most of us have dreams and visions of what we would like God to do with us. But often, he has to deal with us in areas that need to be dealt with. And so the key verse I want to leave with you is in Philippians 1:6, only for tonight, where St. Paul says, "I am sure he who began the good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." I am sure he who began the good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. So we're hoping for three areas of blessing for you so that when you leave, you will take with you perhaps the following. First, that you will rekindle the romance with Jesus Christ, that you would really go home entranced again by the Savior. Most of you already are, but it's always good to get a little bit more of love for Jesus. Secondly, that you will renew the passion to reach those who don't know Jesus Christ, and that the good work that God began in you the day you were converted will continue to grow, and that your passion for the lost will multiply, and that you'll leave here fired up to do whatever the Lord tells you to do for those who are lost. And then finally, that you will revive the fire for holiness, purity in a society that bombards us with many things that really shouldn't be there, but that we often slip into without meaning to, just because of media, just because of this and that and the other, and we may need a little reviving of the fire. So those three goals: rekindle the romance with Jesus Christ himself, renew the passion for those who are lost, and revive the fire of holiness and purity and being filled with the Holy Spirit of God.
This is Kevin Palau, one of Luis Palau's sons. Toward the end of Dad's life, he had zero regrets about spending his years sharing the good news. He was convinced that an even greater harvest was waiting in the generations to come. We agree, and we're continuing the work Dad started. We are passionate about bringing the gospel to every person on the planet. Millions still don't know the hope that's found only in Jesus Christ. If Dad was here today, I think he would say, "Don't wait. Share Jesus today wherever you go." If you'd like to join with us in spreading the good news around the world, you can visit luispalau.org to give a God-honoring gift today. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Thank you for being with us today. God bless you.